And welcome to episode 12. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's topic is becoming a young entrepreneur. So many times I have had others to ask me, and especially teenagers and young people, how do you become an entrepreneur? Of course, I respond based on my experience. However, today I will share some best-known practices and effective tips about young people, even preteens and teenagers, on their journey to becoming entrepreneurs. I am fortunate that I have had my own business and have family members that are entrepreneurs as well. More recently, I have had nephews who started their own business, and this was just a few years ago, and I can tell you they are doing extremely well. And they are young, not even over 21. Indeed, I am excited for them, and I know that they will continue to build their businesses. Once again, they are young, and they have many years to grow their businesses, their skills, and their knowledge about becoming successful. Interestingly, many people think that when you start your own business, you're supposed to immediately have overnight success. A few people do, but most do not. It will take hard work, dedication, determination, and all the ingredients that build a successful business to get to where you dream of being. Keep striving for your goals, and you will get there. Most importantly, one must learn to be patient and remember just because you fail the first time or maybe the second time does not mean that you will not be successful. Often people fail first and then succeed. Those learned lessons will make you an even better business owner. In the first few years, most businesses are building their clientele, branding themselves, marketing, creating connections and rapport with other businesses, and doing all the things to get known and to continue to grow their business. Keep working, and you will get there. As I have always shared, that if it is that important to you, you will work diligently until you have reached your goals or exceeded your goals. Recently, I read an article from Profitable Venture. Please check out all the resources on their website. They have great ideas. They share that most people start a business to become financially independent and to use their skills, their knowledge, their trade, expertise, etc. to help others. You do not need to wait, though, until you are older like myself to start a business. You can start now as a preteen or a teenager. You can become highly successful and earn millions before you enter adulthood. So get to thinking and use those phenomenal ideas to start your business now. Also, you will be amazed at the low cost involved in starting your own business. Some of the multimillionaires mentioned in the article started with as little as $500. Make sure you do all your homework first before launching. In the article, it talks about 3 young entrepreneurs who started when they were young, and now they are worth millions of dollars. For example, Cameron Johnson was just 9 years of age when he started his business of selling invitation cards. By the time he was 11 years of age, he had saved enough money to start his own business and form his own company. He delved into several other ventures like EasyMail, an email forwarding company, and other online advertising companies. By the age of 15, he was receiving monthly checks of up to $400,000. Today, he is worth over $3.2 million. This goes to show you that with conscious effort, age is not a barrier to entrepreneurship or success. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I will continue to share effective tips. Remember to check out my website at www.DrEssieSpeaks.com. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. As I continue my sharing, I want to highlight what it takes to become an entrepreneur as a team. Again, you have to ask yourself, are you ready for this? Entrepreneurship is not all fun and laughter. It comes with its ups and downs, and business failure is not uncommon in the United States. It is a full-time venture, and as I mentioned earlier, it takes a lot of commitment, time, and effort. So therefore, you need to have some inclination before going in this if this is truly for you. Can you handle this? Also, you have to know if you are comfortable handling multiple responsibilities. Many times, you're the only one when you first get started. You do it all. Chief marketing officer, chief salesperson, receptionist, etc. And if you're not comfortable juggling multiple responsibilities, then you should learn how to do so for your business to succeed. Profitable Ventures shared 13 easy steps on how to become a teenage entrepreneur. Step one, program your mind for success. At times, it's hard for us to believe that anything out there is possible because we have never seen it. Most of what is taught in school are stepping stones that will allow you to go to college and get a job. Unfortunately, very few schools have classes on entrepreneurship, and most teenagers out there do not know a lot of business owners or successful entrepreneurs, so they have nobody to follow on their path to success. Therefore, the best thing to do is to program your mind for success. You will need to study about successful entrepreneurs and get to know what they did to get to where they are today. Read books on personal development and listen to such podcasts to learn as much as possible. Step two, get a mentor. Starting up your own business as a young person can be quite intimidating. Your business may present you with tough decisions and questions that you may have no experience about, but you need that experience. It is required. This is where a mentor comes in. A mentor is an experienced individual who you can lean on for experience, knowledge, and resources to help you to develop your business. Step three, treat your life like a science experiment. That's right. If you are someone who is not sure of what to do yet with your life, and maybe you want to start your own business and follow your dreams, but you're still not sure, what you can do is try as many things as possible and treat it like an experiment. So say yes to everything, and if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But if you like it, you can go ahead and pursue it. do as many things as possible, as quickly as possible, to figure out what it is that you're really interested in life. Step four, don't ask anyone for permission. As a teen, it is not uncommon to ask adults or parents for their advice, guidance, or permission if you have a business idea. But the truth still remains that this is your dream, and you do not need to ask anyone for permission in order to follow your dream. Step five, avoid following the herd. As an entrepreneur, you should always avoid doing what every other person is doing because they are not going to be entrepreneurs, most likely. Most people are going to go to college, get a job, and work for somebody else. That's what I did until later in life. If you want to be a 1%, you cannot do what the 99% are doing. You have to do something differently. Step six, seek venture capital. This may sound kind of scary, especially if you are a young teenager, because you may be worried that people will not take you seriously. However, there are a lot of people who have a lot of money and are looking for where to invest that money in. Venture capital is when people invest in what can be considered as a high-risk investment. Step seven, be shrewd with your money. When you finally get the fund to run your business, spend it wisely. Don't be frivolous with your spending, wasting it on things that do not matter while neglecting the important things. Use your money wisely, and it will go a long way for you. Step eight, get the prerequisite experience if necessary. Business is all about providing and adding value. A challenge that a lot of young people face is that they don't have the necessary prerequisite experience to provide the much-needed value that a product or service ought to have. So how do you surmount this? Get experience. Whether you go to work for someone or volunteer at an event, you will need to get more experience in order to provide value for your potential customers. Step nine, surround yourself with the right people. The people who surround you and whom you associate with will definitely shape your mentality and the way you act and feel. Seek out and be close to people who are living the life you want to live and exemplify. These people will challenge you. Trust me, I've done that myself. Step 10, be passionate about whatever you intend to do. Be passionate about your business is one of the ingredients that will help to foster the growth of your business. Doing what you love because you love it and not just for the money will help take your business to greater heights. Also, when your business is going through a tough time, and it is to be expected, your passion will be the driving force that will propel you through such time. Step 12, take risk and face your fears. Even though starting a business is a risky ordeal, you still have to take additional risk in order to succeed in your chosen enterprise. Take calculated risks when necessary to move your business to the next level. Step 13, set goals. Setting goals will serve as a timely evaluation of how well you are doing in growing your business. This will help you decide if you are doing fine or if you need to change something for the better to improve your business. The goal you set should be divided into short, medium, and long-term goals. Now, if you feel like becoming an entrepreneur is an option for you, get started right now, and you will be amazed at your journey. Good luck and the best on becoming a business owner at a young age. You are on your way to success. Always remember that education is hard work, H-A-R-D, but it is also heart work, H-E-A-R-T. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.drsespeaks.com, where you can find all my links to my podcast and all my social media platforms. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.